We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Rue, you say you're running for Congress because the so-called experts in Washington aren't getting the job done for the everyday people in places like Rhode Island. As we know, the Democrats hold the Senate and the Republicans control the House. How much responsibility do you put on fellow members of your Republican Party in the U.S. House of Representatives?
Well, they're trying to do the right thing. It's just that they can't get anything past the president and the Senate controlled by the Democrats. So, I mean, they certainly want to put forth a more sound budget program, but they had to compromise to a less appealing one, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of the budget, would you have voted for the Paul Ryan budget that was recently approved by the House?
Well, you know, it's all about compromise and trying to take steps in the right direction, and that's what that was. I wouldn't have felt good about it, but I do recognize in order to get things to move in the right direction, you have to compromise.
Your opponent, Democratic Congressman Jim Langevin, says that budget would have benefited corporations and the rich at the expense of the wealthy while making college less affordable, et cetera. How do you respond?
You know, that's all about pandering. This whole pandering thing just drives me up a wall. What puzzles me is that the Democrats continue to tout that they want to increase minimum wage, extend the unemployment benefits, and I don't understand how this grows jobs. This drives jobs out of this country. And until we start to recognize that in order for us to really attract jobs and to get people back to work, we need to loosen the strain, that the stronghold that the federal government has on business in this country. And that means cutting back on the regulations, cutting back. I don't understand even why there's a corporate tax. Businesses and jobs do the job of government when they put people to work. Why do we want to drive them out of this country? I don't understand it.
Let's go to Scott.
Why would you want to run against Jim Langevin? First of all, he's won every race he's ever had. Secondly, the best blue-collar jobs in the district arguably are building submarines. Congressman Langevin is on the Armed Services Committee, which has jurisdiction over that down at Electric Boat. Why should we throw him out?
Is that it?
No.
What about the 9.1 unemployment rate? I mean, if we want to just bank it on General Dynamics over there in North Kingstown, then sure, that's great. Let's keep him in office. But that's not what the state's all about. The state's in a mess, and he's been there for 14 years. We've had a Democrat congressional delegation for over 12 years now, I believe. And are things getting better? I mean, really, you look at the state of the state. Are things getting better here? Are they doing the job of bringing federal monies to Rhode Island? I don't think so.
Let's be a little more specific on how you would cut federal spending. Besides just waste and fraud, which every candidate says, it's kind of a mom and apple pie feel good kind of slogan, where are there big expenditures in our government that could be cut?
Well, I believe one of the areas is certainly our defense budgets. That's where we have the biggest outlay. And let's face it, the world has changed dramatically in the last 50 years. We do not have the need for all these ground troops. We do not have the need for all these international bases. Technology has made it so that we can get to any part of the world in a matter of hours. So for us to be making those kind of expenditures is just insane. So we need to rethink the way we defend our shores and the world.
What do you think about the continuing American commitment to Afghanistan militarily?
It's a war you can't win. I don't understand how we keep getting ourselves into these wars that we can't win. These are religious factions that go against each other and have been doing it for centuries, and it's never going to stop. The minute we pull out, it's going to go right back. I mean, look at Iraq. It's a mess.
We're talking here with Republican congressional candidate Rue Reese. Rue, we understand that you're an opponent of Obamacare. Tell us why.
This clearly is a tax. The Supreme Court called it a tax. One of the biggest tax increases we've ever had in the history of the country. And I'm all against tax increases. I mean, if Bob Hope said it, he loves going back to Washington because it gets him closer to his money. Let's face it, until we can start getting the money back into the people's pockets and back into the economy, then we're not going to see the jobs that we need for this country to turn around.
Prior to Obamacare, the U.S. was one of the few industrialized countries with tens of millions of uninsured people. What would your approach be for getting at that issue?
You know, it's a dilemma. Obviously, it's a dilemma, and nobody's been able to figure it out all these years. But these people, can get care when they really need it. So even though they don't have coverage, they can get care when they absolutely need it.
But if they walk into an emergency room, aren't we all paying for that anyway?
We are. But the problem is, with this Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which is totally misnamed because it's not affordable care. I think what we're seeing here is a dramatic increase in deductibles. And for the people who are already paying premiums, are going to see a dramatic increase in premiums. So it's totally misnamed and misrepresented. I don't understand how you can force people to make a purchase to a private company like the insurance industry. It just, to me, it just is appalling.
Don't we do it every day with motorists?
How do you figure?
Well, you can't drive a car unless you have insurance.
Well, that's true. I mean, but, you know, it's another reach of the government.
How about Social Security? We all know this is a large government benefit program. Do you support cuts in Social Security?
I absolutely do not support cuts in Social Security. I support reforming it in a way that we stop all the leaks in Social Security. You know, when I hear about illegal aliens and Social Security checks going to the same address as overseas, hundreds of them, I get sickened by this. I just don't understand why we've got our great congressman, Mr. Langevin, on the cybersecurity committee. How come we can't even develop a computer system that guards us against these erroneous checks and overpayments going out to people who are not even entitled to them? I'm all for the people who earn their Social Security to get it and to not have it cut back.
We've seen how some prominent Republicans like John McCain and Marco Rubio have supported immigration reform, but it seems like a deal can't get done because of the opposition of some Republicans. Where do you stand on immigration?
We have immigration laws. I'm all for enforcing those laws. I feel bad that people have come to this country illegally and have their children growing up in this country and have become Americanized. But let's face it, they broke the law. My parents, I'm a first-generation American of Portuguese immigrants. My mother was born in the Azores in St. Michael, and my father was born in mainland Portugal. They came here legally, just like all my aunts, uncles, and cousins. I have a gentleman who works for me. I'm a contractor. He works for me. He does all my landscaping. He is a legal worker here in this country. He has his green card, has a landscaping business, and he's appalled by the companies he has to compete against who have illegal immigrants working for them for cents on the dollar.
Would you repeal Obamacare in its entirety?
You know, the president says that there is no longer a debate. The debate hasn't even started as far as I'm concerned. We have no idea where these premiums are going to end up after we start getting some experience rating on this. When one of the first jobs I had after I received my MBA was for an employee benefits consulting firm as a statistical analyst. I used to work with the actuaries. And to see after experience comes through how much the premiums and the rates can go up is frightening. So we are in for a long road here, and I think the debate is far from being over, and it will be repealed.
We're almost out of time here, but I have to ask you, as we know, Republicans hold only 11 seats in the 113-seat Rhode Island General Assembly. Why do you think the GOP struggles so much in Rhode Island?
Master lever.
Come on, it's got to be more than just
Master
that.
Master lever. I'm sure if you look at most of those Democrat candidates, you'll see the overwhelming amount of votes they receive from the master lever, which, need I say, supports Mr. Langevin, Mr. Cicilline, Jack Reed, all of them.
Just wondering, why do you think in the history of Rhode Island there have been so many Republican governors? We haven't had a Democratic governor since 1992, and we elected, and we've had the master lever.
I know. It's surprising to me. I don't understand it because, I don't know. You know what? They must have something set up there so they can use the Republican governors as a scapegoat when things go bad in the state.
Okay.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Republican 2nd Congressional District candidate, Rue Reese.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be here.